Blog Talk Radio.
Women have the power to transform this world. We can end crime and violence if we all agree to do one thing: share. Let's share our wisdom, share our time, share our talents, share our finances, but most of all, let's share our love. This is the Female Solution. Join me, Naima Latif, every morning, 7 a.m. to 9 a.m. Central Standard Time, as we bring you stimulating discussions about the issues affecting our lives. If you're listening online at www.blogtalkradio.com/the-female-solution, press the blue button that says follow and get our daily topics every morning directly to your email and your smartphone.
Hi, I'm Naima Latif, executive producer of the Female Solution Radio Show. We invite you to call in 515-605-9325 and participate in this daily think tank as we examine the challenges we face and develop solutions that restore peace and harmony. We are global transformers, changing the world from the way it is to the way it should be. We are one. Wherever we live on this earth, we are one human family. On behalf of our team of radio hosts, I'd like to extend a greeting to all the members of our family, whenever and wherever you may be listening around the world. To our family in China, Ni Hao. In India, Namaste. In Japan, Konnichiwa. In Korea, Annyeonghaseyo. In Russia, Zdravstvuyte. In Germany, Guten Tag. In Poland, Dzień dobry. In France, Bonjour. In Spain, Hola. In Italy, Ciao. In Egypt, Ahlan wa sahlan. In Ghana, Akwaaba. In Nigeria, Peleo. In South Africa, Sawubona. In Senegal, Nangadef. In Kenya, Jambo. In Israel, Shalom. In Pakistan, Afghanistan, and Saudi Arabia, Assalamu alaikum. Greetings, and may peace be upon you all.
Have you ever dreamed of going to exotic places, meeting fascinating people, enjoying uplifting music, and spending nights in a luxurious hotel? Do you look forward to a relaxing vacation where you can walk along the beach or sit in a quiet park and enjoy the sunset or sunrise? Whether you're flying around the world or driving across the country, we will share travel tips that will help you stay safe while you enjoy the journey. Join me every third Saturday of the month, 12 noon to 2 p.m. Central Standard Time, and move around with Deborah here on the Female Solutions Show. Call in and comment 515-605-9325 and press 1 to speak.
I've been having a few audio issues here. Make sure I can hear your voice. Uh-oh, can't hear you. Hold on. All right, wait a minute. Check your mute. All right. No, we're on. Okay. Oh, it's my sound. All right, I'm still. That's it.
Some festivities you may not have heard about. And we can also, one of the most important issues that I wanted to bring to you today is scams as you travel. I've heard some crazy things lately. When folks are traveling that has happened to them. I'm like, no way. But then I think, oh, yes, there is a way. So I want to bring some of that awareness to you so you can prepare yourself, not be afraid to travel, but just be prepared. Matter of fact, that's one of the celebratory events that we are having this month. Is Fire Prevention Week, a month, not week, just month. And I figure all these celebrations should be ongoing. The awareness should be ongoing. So thank you again for being here with us. Sit back and grab that pen, grab that paper, so you can jot down some of these notes. It may trigger a thought that we may not even be talking about. And something will come by, and trust and believe, you're going to remember later on, oh, it was something I had to say, and I should have jotted it down. And yes, you should have. So that's why we have peripherals. Now, some of you are so eclectic that you don't need paper and pencil anymore. You can just type in the notes in your phone. Myself, I'm not ready for that. And then what happens if something happens to your phone? You're at the airport, and yes, all your documents, your boarding pass, and everything is on your phone, and your phone all of a sudden malfunctions for whatever reason, or there's no signal for whatever reason. What do you do then? Paper and pencil is always good. Yes. It's always good. So, also, if you want to talk to us, please, please come in, call in our number, no matter where you are in the world. And that number is 1-515-605-9325. Again, that's 515-605-9325. Call in. You can call in and just listen, or we like interaction. So call in and press 1 to speak. Share your wisdom, share your knowledge, ask a question, and hopefully we can get a good answer for you right away. And if we can't get a good answer for you right away, certainly we'll follow up with you and share that later on. Because if you have that question, somebody else probably does too, and don't they're not in a position to ask it, but they want to know. So ask it. That's why we're here, to open the invitation to share knowledge, to share wisdom, and to heal the world. This is one of the months that we celebrate mental health, mental awareness, mental challenges. You know, we all suffer. Let me tell you something. And I know this is kind of going off the track from travel, but I think when I travel, I feel better. Even though there's a lot of hustle and bustle with traveling, preparing, packing, making sure you got everything in the travel, but once you get involved in the relaxation of your journey, you experience it, involve yourself. You feel so much better. For me, I feel so much better. And some of the folks that I've spoken to, they too have said they feel so much better. You know, it's amazing what travel does for you in your emotional psyche, in your family's relief. But sometimes it's our family that's stressing us out because they're stressed out. So if they get an opportunity to do something other than what they're doing, taking them out of their comfort zone or their general everyday zone, then that brings in a certain change as well. So we like that. And you see one of my props here, Travel Weekly. This is my Travel Weekly bucket. I want you all to get a Travel Weekly bucket. And you say, what does that do? Well, if you put a little change every day in your Travel Weekly bucket, or every week or every month, and just leave it there. Don't touch it. Don't say, oh my goodness, I can't get to XYZ because I don't have any money for gas. Well, leave it there. Don't touch it because that's for a specific thing. Let me tell you something. If you had it in your hand when you had it, you'd have spent it so you wouldn't have gas money for now anyway. So think of it like that. Just put it, tuck it away in the corner and drop change in it all the time. It could be your spare change. I know the first year we collected, we got over $500 just in change. And that was a family group effort to donate to that bucket and counting it up and taking it to the bank and dumping it in their machine so they can count it and making sure they give you the right amount because you've already counted it. Yes. And it helped. It may not pay for the entire trip, but it's a help place. And that's what we want. That's what we want to encourage you to learn, how to travel more efficiently and effectively. Now, as I go on, I want to just share with you, we like to talk just like it's news, because there's news going on every day. And why can't we talk about travel news? So I wanted to share with you right now the world travel map that I have come across. Yes. And this is a map.worldweatheronline.com. It's amazing. And it talks about the weather all around the world. Now, if you're traveling in the outer space, I can't help you right now. But maybe eventually we will. But this map is an interactive map. And it talks about the temperature in not degrees, but in Celsius. So you got to kind of figure out what that means, because that's an international measurement. So it's good to talk about that. And another time, it's good to have conversation about that. It also gives participation. if it's raining or snowing or, you know, the weather, the moisture coming down from the air. It talks about humidity. It talks about pressure. It talks about cloud cover. You know, when you're traveling, cloud cover is important. Have you noticed that when you're flying through a cloud, it tends to get rougher? I always thought that clouds were nice and fluffy, and as you go through them, you know, why am I getting all this movement? But clouds are mass. They're formed in their actual, it's a solid in some cases. So, yeah, that's why you get that. And I'm not a meteorologist. I'm not sure. All I know is when I fly through a cloud and I'm thinking it's supposed to be fluffy, it's a little rough. So don't worry about it. It happens. It happens on a regular basis, and we still make it through. It talks about visibility and wind. And I kind of compared it to my area that I am positioned in, too, and looking out the window. And it is windy, and it says that it's windy, so I believe this map. Yes, the world, let's see, map.worldweatheronline.com. Amazing. You know, the Internet is full of information. And you say, well, why are you talking about the weather and in the travel? Because you have to know what's going on in the area that you're traveling to, because there are some changes. Say, for instance, we just went out of the summer months. Well, in other parts of the world, it's colder. They're going through winter, like in Switzerland and those areas in the mountains. They were skiing. Yes, where we were basking in the sunshine. Now it's going to flip. So now is more the summer months, and as we are in the United States, are going into the winter months. Now, you say in the United States, now I know that part of the United States it stays hot like fire all year round. Yes, and I say hot like fire because I'm a Midwesterner. And I'm used to the changes. But some places in the United States, it doesn't get too chilly. And that's okay, because if that's something that you like, you can always travel to that area. If it's getting too cold, travel. We have snowbirds that have positioned themselves where they live in one part of the country during some months, and then they flock to another part of the country in other months. That's good. That's it. They call them snowbirds, yes. And I always thought, why do people do that? Now I know. Because the Midwest is getting colder and colder. The wind is blowing more and more. And as we go into a new environment of weather change, we have to prepare ourselves as we think about travel. There are a lot of times that, for example, if we want to jump in our car and travel somewhere, if we haven't maintained that vehicle, then there may be a problem. So that's something that you definitely want to focus on, traveling the road, the traffic. You have to prepare your car. Get that emergency kit and put it in your car. Now, emergency kit, you can create your own emergency kit. It has to consist of a flashlight, some flares maybe, some of those reflective stands if you're stuck on the road and you want people to know that you're there but your power is off in your vehicle. You want to keep, flashlight. You want to keep water, snack, a first aid kit, jumper cables, Make sure you know where the jack is, even if you're not prepared to jack up that vehicle in case of a flat tire or a blowout. You know, you can have a brand new vehicle and still need these things. Have a blanket or a chew in your car. Now they have these metallic type covers that is not heavy and bulky, but you can use it as a blanket, and it keeps your body heat in. So if you never know when you're on the road what challenge you may come through. So be prepared. Have water. Did I say about water? Because you want to stay nourished. Keep your cell phone active. Let somebody know your route. It's always good. It's not that you are telling people your business, give it to someone in confidence, but let someone know where you are and where you're going, and keep in touch. It is so important that we do this as we travel the highway and byway. I can't stress enough the importance of maintaining your vehicle all throughout the year. I used to hear all the time, if you keep the fluids changed, your vehicle will love you. And I believe that. Make sure that your fluids are up to par, that you change your oil on a regular basis, that you have that green stuff with that antifreeze, that is, your radiator is motivated in a regular basis. And just make sure you maintain your car and you keep your tires. Don't drive on those tires where you don't get a good grip. What is that? If you can put a quarter in the groove of your tire, then it's okay. But if you can't, and most newer cars, they'll tell you when your tires are low or imbalanced. So, you know, pay attention to that stuff. Read that manual. I know that manual is this thick, but read it. Keep it in your glove compartment so you can become familiar with your vehicle. That's just like when you're buying clothes, you know. Look how long you dress yourself up, you know, you fix yourself up to look good. Your vehicle is a part of you. You want it to be looking good, too, even though it might have a dent or two, it may be loud or two, but you want it to be in good shape as possible, especially if you're getting on the highway. That's a must. Also, don't drive your vehicle once it gets down to, like, half. If you're on a highway and you're at half full, start looking for a service station. Right now, I was on the road at one time. It was a few years ago. It was a long time ago. And there was kind of a gas shortage. I don't know if anyone on here remembers that. We've gone through some gas shortages. And we kept saying, okay, the service station is the next stop. Okay, we're going to be ready. And it wasn't. They were closed down. Many of them were closed down, and I was getting in a panic mode because we were already at half full. And I'm like, oh, my God, I can't be out here. So that's not something else. Keep that gas can around. You know, they have the collapsible gas cans now, I believe. So that's something. And that's if you're getting on the highway. Again, if you're traveling cross country, like many of us do, because everybody doesn't want to get on a plane. Everybody doesn't need to get on a plane. And with airfares so high, sometimes you have to weigh the difference. Is it more affordable for me to drive or to fly? That's all in planning. And, you know, we talk about planning on a great basis. You have to plan. Now, looking at the flight delays, yes, I love flying. If it's over 50 miles, no, it's got to be. If it's over maybe 250 miles, and if I can fly, I'll do it. Especially if it's more affordable and if it's convenient. If where I'm going is close to the airport, there's a shuttle to the hotel, I'm flying. Yeah, I don't mind sitting in the airport longer than my flight is. And when I say that, I'm sitting in the airport pre-flight longer than my flight, because I've been on a flight that was 30 minutes and I was happy. Oh, yes, because I was not on the highway. Sometimes you get on that highway and you get stiff and, oh, it's just a challenge, especially if the weather is not favorable. But it doesn't appear to be any air traffic delays across the United States. That's because the weather is pretty favorable. It may be a little chilly, but it's pretty favorable right now. There's another website that you can check that. If you don't have, and you know what, I'm not going to even say if you don't have, because if you go to this site, you should already have the app for your airline, because that app will give you up-to-date information on the viability of your flight. If your flight's changed, if it's canceled, if you have to do something, if it's delayed, your airline app will give you that information. So I implore you to have that app on your phone at all times, and when you're registering to fly, have it available. Now, I know some of you do not use a travel advisor for whatever reason. I don't know. Maybe you think you know best. Okay. But be aware. If you've gone to one of those online travel agencies and booked your flights, even still, you know what airlines you're on. Book, make sure that you download those apps so you'll have that information if it changes. And it will change. It changes on a regular basis for the good, the bad, or the ugly. But it will change. But if you have that app, you have it. I also go to fly.faa.gov. And then I just key in flight delay information. Air Traffic Control System Command Center is right there for you. Now, they focus on the larger airports. The international airports, but it's still something for you to research. And, okay, here we go. Education is educational for you, for your children, for your fellow man or woman. It's there for you. So I want you all to be aware. And again, if you have any questions or concerns or advice, please share that with us. Give us a call at 1-515-605-9325. Press 1 to speak to us, and make sure that when you speak to us, it's relevant to the conversation that we're having today. Because today, as we continue on, we're going to talk about celebrations, and we are going to talk about scams. Yes, be aware, they're coming at you from all directions, and we want you to be conscious of what those are. Because, I tell you, they're trying to get us every way, and we just want to relax, sit back, and enjoy life. But there are people out there who their job or their mantra or their global position is to try and get what you have, as opposed to going out there and creating something And these people, they are creative. Oh, yes. Because once we figure out one thing, they come back with something else. So they're very creative. But we just need to shift the creativity in a positive direction instead of making most of the world miserable. So, Naima?
Yes.
I am so glad to be here. I am honored to be here with the Female Solution Global Television and Radio Show.
Yes. Yes. We are quite excited. Well, you're really giving some very critical information. Every holiday season, people go through scams, and this is the time, as you said, people need to really pay attention because, you know, the holiday shopping season, people are carrying money. People are sometimes carrying a lot of packages and not paying attention. And then you got everybody who's taking advantage of our desire to buy and buy and buy.
Yes.
And so you got a lot of scams going, a lot of shopping online. So you definitely need to be aware of those scams.
I call it Flim Flam Scam Man.
Yes, yeah, a lot of those. We got to take a quick break. When we come back, we'll talk about some of those. And if you
Great.
Had some of those experiences, perhaps you want to share. Viata says, great awakening, sister. Thank you for sharing your knowledge, experience, and wisdom. Yes, we have and our Friday and Sunday host, Viata, down there in Florida. A lot of people heading south for the holidays because they want that nice warm weather. If they don't want that snow experience. But sometimes that's also something to be aware of because you've got, you know, the tourist population, you know, they're often targets for scams as well.
Yes.
So, you know, when you're traveling, pay attention. Well, we'll be right back after this quick break. So stick and stay. Don't stray away. We'll be back in a moment. So stay with us.
I'm Cheryl.
And I'm Naima. We're three black moms.
And in case you didn't notice the resemblance, we're also three sisters.
We're going to be coming to you every week, sharing our successes and our mistakes as we navigate our lives as moms, wives, sisters, daughters, and of course, black women in today's world.
We'll talk about it all. Race, politics, religion, economics, culture, and we'll take a look at everything from whether or not to use corporal punishment to how do you teach your children about sex.
Look for our upcoming book, Growing Up Charles. It's a personal story about our lives growing up in Maple Park on Chicago's South Side. I'm Barbara.
I'm Cheryl.
And I'm Naima. We're three black moms. Follow us on Facebook and subscribe to our YouTube channel, Three Black Moms.
Hi, this is John Alexander.
And I'm Naima Latif. Meet people like you who are making a positive difference in the world.
Big difference.
Watch us every day on The Media Connection at www.youtube.com/TheMediaConnectionTV.
YouTube it. We'll see you soon.
There are people who choose to make a positive difference in the world. Our job is to bring you their stories to motivate you to do the same. Join us each week, host John Alexander and Naima Latif, as we bring you the educators, entertainers, elected officials, religious leaders, and community activists whose works are transforming this world. Find out how you can make a difference, too. Be inspired. Watch The Media Connection.
The Female Solution
global radio TV show invites you to an invigorating conversation with our team of hosts Monday through Friday, 7 a.m. to 9 a.m. Central Time. Start your week with Monday Morning Mindfulness with Zelda Speaks. Tuesdays, Self-Care with Jody Susan. Wednesdays, Repairing Broken Families with Naima Latif and co-host Kareem Hamid. Thursdays, Soulful Solutions with Dr. Debbie Green. And Fridays, Health and Well-Being with Beata. Saturdays, tune in 12 noon to 2 p.m. Central Time. First Saturday, Success Strategies with Jana. Second Saturday, Wendy Williams Esquire on Relationships. Third Saturday, Move Around with Deborah. And fourth Saturday, Wisdom with Mama D. Join us Sundays, 7 p.m. to 9 p.m. Central Time for Soul Purpose Healing with Beata. Call in and comment, 515-605-9325. Press 1 to speak to the host and be a part of the solution.
Crime in Chicago continues to increase. Communities and politicians must come together to make a change. No one person can solve these problems by themselves, but I believe together we can make progress. Let's provide job training, economic growth, and invest into our 77 community. Let's rebuild and restore Chicago. Vote for me for mayor of Chicago. I'm Dr. Willie Wilson, and I approve this message.
Paid for by Willie Wilson for Mayor.
Find people who are trying to sell you something that is fake
knowing that you're willing to pay an overprice for something
right.
for the status of it. So you become the target of those con men and women who sell things that are fake because
you
you're willing to pay.
Because they say it's $5,000 or $2,000 first that it's real. That doesn't make it real. That just makes the con for you getting your confidence.
Mm-hmm.
I want people to break that word down. That's why I broke it down in my caption.
Yes, con.
It's a con. It's your confidence. They're
yes.
gaining your confidence.
Right.
And if you're not knowledgeable, they got to.
Absolutely.
They got you.
Yeah.
That's what it's for.
Mm.
Oh. Yes.
Zelda says, yes, good afternoon, sisters. The flim flam man in full effect. Consumers
yes.
beware. Thanks for the awareness on this show.
Yes.
You will definitely get flim flammed. And, you know, another thing also, people who make themselves targets, you have to be discreet about how you flash money. Now, most people, they use credit cards and things like that, but even that, you need to be discreet and careful about where you put your cards, you know.
But you know what, Naima? Sometimes it's the mentality of the people who are flashing.
Yeah.
It's not about the money. It's about the status.
And that
they're trying to show to themselves
money, yeah.
in the world that I got it.
Yeah, and those become yeah. the targets for pickpockets and everything else because you're flashing. Why are you
yeah.
doing that? You're trying to impress people. But that kind of behavior is what attracts a con artist to you because
yes.
they
and
know that you're carelessly flashing your money.
That's your own low self-esteem.
That's your own ego, yeah.
Why do you have to show others who you are, what you got,
right.
and they're not doing anything for you?
Yeah.
You know, I go out and I share. I give on the street.
Mm-hmm.
But I got to say, I'm not going in my stash.
Right.
Well, I got this over here. That's all I got.
Mm-hmm.
And you, congratulations. You were the one that was able to receive my gift
mm-hmm.
for today.
Right.
You don't share. You don't put even, you know, not only when you're traveling, you don't put everything in one spot. Because if you do that, what if you lose that one spot? I see folks all the time with these crossbodies. And anybody can come up behind you in a crowd and slip that crossbody right off of you.
Ooh,
they
yeah.
cut that strap.
Yeah, yeah.
You had that crossbody yeah. behind you. You
yeah.
Thank goodness that they now have baby carriers in front.
Ooh, I never used those back ones.
Because they used to have the babies
in the back.
Yeah,
I always had the pouch in the front where I'm looking at your face,
right.
you're looking at mine. I don't want to have something happen in the back of my head, and I don't see what's happening to my
and
child.
You don't see what's going on.
Yeah,
right.
No, I never used those back
yeah.
carriers. But another
I'm
thing
so
about
glad
yeah.
they evolved from that.
Yeah.
But yet, you have to, we talked last week about money. Not last week, but last month, about how you need to carry the proper money. You know, people they don't have the travel check anymore, but they have different credit cards. Nowadays, most of the credit cards, the major credit cards, you don't have to share with them that you're going out of the country or out of town or you're traveling.
Right.
But they will, if they think that there's something fraudulent going on, they'll cut that card off.
Yeah.
If you don't get answer that phone call
yeah.
in a timely manner, they're like,
okay, just to be sure, because they don't want to have to refund money that somebody spent, because that's taken
right.
from them. So the bank rather,
right.
you know, you be embarrassed at dinner when your credit card don't work. But then you call them, say, how come my card ain't working? Oh, well, we tried to contact you. We didn't get an answer, but we see
and we didn't get an answer. That's it.
So just
that's it.
Be,
that's
you
all.
Know.
So you have to have a backup card in those cases. Oh, okay.
you're ready to hit the road and go somewhere as beautiful as you. Naeem, you're always glowing, Grisha. Yeah. Well, I'm pretending that I'm getting ready to go in Deborah. She's probably actually going. I'm only traveling in my mind, but, you know.
Get your bucket. Save your money.
There you go.
Save your money. Don't go to Starbucks. Go to McDonald's.
Uh-oh.
Starbucks, $5. I don't know. I don't drink coffee at all.
I mean, you can get the dollar coffee or the $5 coffee, but it's still just going to be coffee at the end of
it's
the day.
It's going to be coffee. You know, have Starbucks one day a week. I don't know. But take all of that and put it in that bucket.
Yeah.
And remember, leave it there. Because if you hadn't went to Starbucks, you wouldn't have it anyway.
And be gone. But, you know, I wanted to mention something also about having your things organized in your bag. And women, you know, we're notorious for carrying a lot of stuff and big bags. Do not have to shuffle through your bag. That's another thing that makes you a target. Now, I had an experience. I was traveling with this elderly sister, and at the time we were both on the bus, and, you know, I wanted to make sure she got home okay, so I rode with her to her destination because we both at the time were carless. And she got on the bus, and she was trying to find, I guess, her bus card or whatever. But she had all this stuff in her bag, and we sat in, you know, those seats they have in the front with for the seniors. So she sat there, and she dumped everything out of her bag, and I'm like, oh, my God. We're on a bus, and you dumping out your wallet, your change, your papers, your this, your bills, all everything, trying to find something. And she finally found it. She had to look through each thing, and I'm like, oh, my goodness. Okay.
Be prepared.
Because I'm thinking at any minute somebody's going to get off the bus. We're right at the front door. I'm thinking somebody's going to snatch some of hers and jump off the bus, and I'm going to have to jump off the bus and run after them, you know.
I was in a similar situation. The person wasn't rambling through their purse, but they had their bag on the side, and the gentleman sitting next to her had his hand down in there, and I'm watching. I'm like, you better not. Yeah, I am not thinking of my own safety, but I'm like, you better not.
Yeah, because you don't, sometimes it's that warning voice. He don't know what you might do or what you carrying, so, you know.
Right. But I'm looking at you. I'm not going to just sit here and watch you go in this
and,
lady's
and
purse.
Some people will. Some people will be too afraid to say anything. So that's, pay attention. Have your bag where people won't be, the pickpockets won't target you as a potential source of income because, you know, either you have one of those bags that don't clasp so it's hanging open, you've got all your stuff readily open
because
so you can dip in and snatch. Or you don't have your things organized when it's time to pay for something and you're rifling through everything and you got to take stuff out looking for your money. Have your, you know, when you get
in your pocket.
Have it
purchase
in your pocket.
Purchase clothes with pockets.
Yes.
Even your nightwear and whatnot. Have pockets unless it was Sweetest Day nightwear and that's another thing.
Mm-hmm.
Your Sweetest Day nightwear might have to have a different kind of pocket. I don't know.
But if you're among strangers, you want to make sure that you
have
somewhere you can,
separate
get to it easy.
Bag. If you've got to carry all of that, what do you need? You need the PPE, which is I can get everything in my crossbody. The PPE, my hand sanitizer, my tissue, just a little tissue, my important stuff and in my pocket, and stop carrying them phones halfway in them back pockets.
Oh, no, you're asking for somebody to snatch it. I mean, everything that you do when you travel sends a signal, and there are people, and especially in these times, that are looking for people who are not paying attention. People who are carrying their things in a way that's easily accessible for somebody to snatch or dip into and grab something. You know, people who are distracted.
Focus.
Yes.
When they had their team meeting this morning, that was their focus. This is what you go out and you look for. And they do. They have those team meetings because this is their livelihood.
Pickpocket. vaccine.
Prey on getting you. Someone who has worked all week and now you're out and about trying to relax, trying to get your sweetheart groove on, or out here working, walking, and in the different parades and whatnot, and people are just clustered together. They work those fields.
Yeah.
The whole, we have female shoppers, beware of the white vans in corners of the Walmart, Target, and other big bag box stores. Not only the vans, but trucks.
The two-ton or those trucks.
A woman started a TikTok shared a TikTok video on how she was followed by a woman in the store and did no shopping. Saw her again near the white van, and she did not panic because she had a gun on her and showed it. Oh, wow. She called 911, and they caught the guys who had been arrested before for human sex trafficking. Beware. Beware. Even in your small towns, in the backwoods of wherever, whatever country, whatever area, human trafficking is serious. And I want to bring up again that if you think you have a challenge, you've got 911 and 988. 911 and 988. Now, 988 is the Suicide and Crisis Lifeline Center. Use 24/7. You can call, text, or chat. Now, you say, why do I contact 988? Because human trafficking is a crisis, and it happens.
So if you see, if you think you see a trafficking incident, you should dial 988. You know, like something doesn't look right. You see somebody getting snatched into a van.
988. A lot of people are afraid to dial 911 because they don't want to be in the. Forget that stuff. Dial it. Holler out. Bring awareness. Because if they got one, okay, they might be kind of skittish when it's more than one. Now you hollering. Now the people down the aisle, they hear you hollering and bringing attention. Okay, so now you got a group of folks that's bringing attention to whatever's going on. So, yeah, be aware of your surroundings. Don't get so wrapped up in what you're doing that you're not paying attention. You have to pay attention. You have to pay attention even in your own home.
Right.
Because if you come in the door, you got all these bags, and, you know, you don't shut the door properly.
And somebody walking right behind you. Yeah.
Or you know, you're going in and out. You've got to be aware.
One thing I want to say, one thing I want to remind people, get off your phone. Get off of your phone in public. Do not walk and talk. You know, that, again, making yourself a target. You're not paying
attention. That's a vanity thing. That's a vanity.
You know, even...
people stay more important.
Yes. I mean, someone calls you, get somewhere where you are not either walking or trying to do something else while you talk so you can focus on that conversation. Somewhere where, you know, you're going to watch your back. I mean...
and telling your business.
Yeah, because you're telling your business. Now, this used to be a thing, and I know this from people who did this. They were a little bit crooked. And, you know, they used to have a thing where you, like if you were making a collect call and you had to use a credit card number over the phone. So they'd be at the airport, and they're on the phone, and they're giving their credit card number over the phone, and they're talking loud so they can be heard because they're in a noisy place. And the pickpocket people, the criminal people who use people's credit card information illegally, they would just listen and then write down the number, and then they have a number they can charge stuff to over the phone. So
yeah.
So if you're purchasing
you don't know
something,
what's going on
after you get the invoice.
Yeah, and you say, I didn't buy that. So,
and then you're not paying attention to the invoice.
Yeah.
Because it may be something small.
Yeah.
They don't do anything big right away.
Yeah, they do
the
little things.
They do small.
Yeah.
And if they can get away with it, then they'll come back. But let me tell you what came about this month over, I don't know if it's going to start next week, but you can now buy over-the-counter hearing aids. So, hearing aids would be typically for those people who came here.
Right.
But if you came here, go to the doctor.
Mm.
Go to the free clinic if you're having a challenge. But what's going to happen is people who can hear are going to get the hearing aids so they can hear even better.
Hear things that weren't meant for their ears. Now, that's interesting because you know how you have so many ways that people try to get information, such as, you know, credit card information and things like that, or overhear conversations. I mean, how do you think identity theft happens? People get access to information, and then they're able to put it together and misuse somebody's identity, usually to buy a purchase or something like that.
Bit by bit.
Yeah.
Bit by bit. I want to share, when we come back in the next half an hour, I want to share a video that touches on how people get information just in conversation, and you are not aware because you're talking, you're excited,
yeah.
You know, you're happy, and you're getting you're giving bits of information at
yeah.
different times.
Yeah.
And of course, they paying attention because that's what they're looking for.
Right.
Bits
right.
of information at different times, and they're asking, and you just having a regular conversation.
But
they
get
the information. I hear that all. You know, I heard that in the airport one time, and I was just cringing. Why are you telling these people your business?
Yeah, you think they're strangers and they're horrible, and they'll never see me again. You don't know people that engage you in conversation, and you think it's innocent, but it isn't, because they know exactly what to ask.
It's okay to talk to folks, but just be aware of what they're saying.
Yeah, don't reveal
things. You can have a conversation and not give no information at all.
Right, right.
And have an intelligent conversation.
Yeah. So we're about to take a break, but when we come back, maybe you can outline for our listeners and viewers some key information that you should not divulge in a conversation with a stranger that would give them access to your information, things that you shouldn't say, even though it might seem innocent.
Where you stand.
Yeah, certain things that
you
shouldn't say.
How long
you
going to be there, what you here for, and what where you live, because nobody's at your house. Stop doing those live videos.
Yes.
Those live TikTok videos or whatever, the Facebook videos.
Right.
And now people know that you
you're gone.
And nobody's at your house.
Right. Yeah, that's such a critical thing, because we love to show when we're on vacation. But when people know that you live alone and there's nobody at your house because you in Hawaii, you know, on the beach, I'm going to be gone for 2 weeks. Oh, thank you very much. We got 2 weeks to ransack on your house.
We appreciate that information.
I appreciate that. Thank you very much.
Away your stuff. You just gave them the keys to your place.
That's unfortunate. It's not funny, but that is how it happens.
Take the pictures. I'm not saying not take the pictures.
Don't post them
until
you get back.
Take all the videos you want.
Yeah.
But post them when you return.
Yes, yes.
And something else that's coming up now. Be careful about what you post, because now they have, you know how you're looking for credit and getting jobs and whatnot?
Mm-hmm.
They're going through your social media.
Mm-hmm.
To see about your character.
Your lifestyle. That's another thing we want to talk about, because a lot of young people, they do silly things, and they're not thinking, and, oh, it's so funny. Oh, I was at this wild party. Oh, I was so drunk. You're doing all this stuff, and you're showing everything, and you're laughing. But there are people who are examining these things to decide, are you someone who is trustworthy for a position? Because they want to see, how do you handle yourself?
How do you handle yourself?
Yeah.
And even though it's in the past, and people can change, but that was still your mindset. So please call us at 515-605-9325. That's 515-605-9325. Join in the conversation. Press 1 to join into the conversation and share. We'll be right back.
I'm Beata, your holistic life coach. These days, it's more important than ever to work on your physical, mental, emotional, and spiritual health. Are you consciously breathing deeply in stressful moments? Do you have a plan or daily routine to maintain balance in your awesome body? Are you struggling to be disciplined in your eating habits? When you partner with me, I'll help you develop a personalized health plan that works for your particular lifestyle. You can find out more about me at yourholisticlifecoach.com, where you can also review my 3-step protocol to guide you to abundant health. That's yourholisticlifecoach.com, and I'm Viato.
This is Minister Cynthia Marie Williams, spiritual counselor and advisor. I invite you to a private reading in the areas of business, health, finances, relationships for introductory cost of $20. Please call because there is a higher power that can help me help you. 312-802-4743. Peace and blessings to you all. Call me. 312-802-4743.
Our kids are the future and should not be left behind. One person should not decide what is the best for our 77 communities. Politicians must work together for our kids' best interests. They deserve a safe education with resources that meet every student need. Let's rebuild and restore Chicago. Vote for me for mayor of Chicago. I'm Dr. Willie Wilson, and I approve this message.
Paid for by Willie Wilson for mayor.
Tune in to Soulful Solutions with Dr. Debbie Green on Thursdays at 7 a.m. Central Standard Time and 8 a.m. Eastern Standard Time to hear great topics and stories on grief and turn you into victory. Join Dr. Debbie Green to listen to stories of triumph and learn how to overcome. You are not alone in your life, and there is hope in the darkest hour. This is your time to learn strategies and solutions to improve your life. It's your time. So join Dr. Debbie Green with Soulful Solutions and call in on Thursday at 7 a.m. Central Standard Time and 8 a.m. Eastern Standard Time at 515-605-9325 with comments and questions. Look to hear from you real soon.
The sacredness is lost. That's one of our Facebook viewers giving her point of view. Yes, you know, we talk about this whole gift-giving and gift-buying season. It's getting more and more about status and
things that have nothing to do with love and kindness and all of that that it's supposed to mean.
It's a Hallmark moment.
Yes.
Hallmark is made. Who's making the money?
I mean, this
Hallmark.
Is. We have an economy that is based on this season, and that's why you have something called Black Friday, where that is the day right after Thanksgiving where everybody shops, and some companies that were operating in the red all year long can be guaranteed they're going to be in the black after that day.
Maybe.
That means they're going to make, they hope for it, and that's why all of the advertising is geared toward that, because I mean, they have us programmed, our behavior is programmed so they can decide when we're going to buy, when we're going to shop. They'll blast the advertisements all over the media and just aiming at your children.
For,
yes.
Have you noticed that you get alerts if you just research something? All of a sudden, those things will pop
yes.
up in your computer.
Yes.
Okay, here it is. You can buy it here. I'm like,
yeah, I was buying a baby gift for my niece. I ain't having no baby. Why am I getting diaper, you know, advertisements?
Yes, yes. That's all. Oh, my goodness. That's why I say I don't want Alexis or nobody else in my house.
I know.
Yeah.
Listen to my conversation. Siri, nobody. No.
I don't need Alexis right now. Thank you very much.
Because they listening even when you ain't talking to them. And
exactly. it's geared to that. So, yes, the holiday season is good because it makes people feel good. They have something to celebrate. And
yes.
and I'm glad we need to understand that we can just celebrate life. You know, I want my
Thank
flowers
you.
Now. I don't
yes.
want to wait till my birthday. Don't wait till my birthday to give me a gift.
Mm.
And I am, if I got you a gift, if I got it, you going to get it beforehand.
Well, we got a caller on the line. And
okay.
I believe this is our news. Second Saturday host, Mama Joy, Grand Rising.
Grand Rising.
Can you all hear me?
Yes,
Can
ma'am.
You hear me?
Yeah.
Okay,
Absolutely.
wonderful. Oh, Deborah, you're doing a fantastic job, and you're looking good in the midst of it all. So I love it. Yeah, you know, celebrations, I agree. You know, and they are so important, and any culture that is growing is built in celebrations. I think the Jews are about the best ones I know that their celebrations still remain sacred and not commercial. And I can remember when I was a kid growing up and how people looked after each other, and Christmas was something that, you know,
yes.
you even shared a sacredness, even if you didn't have that many gifts, but you were thankful that you had food to eat. And it was really for family, because during that week between Christmas and New Year's, my goodness, we just bundled up like little bees. We were together every day of that week, you know.
Yes.
But I'm beginning to understand.
Even on the block, we used to sing up and down the block.
Oh,
I had
nice.
The children out there singing up and down the block.
Oh, that's nice.
That right, singing right. So it was a true, authentic celebration that you shared whatever gifts you had. Exactly. I forgot about the singing. I forgot about even if you didn't get skates for Christmas, the boys would get together and they had old skates and they would nail them with two boards and make a skateboard. And they still, because they were,
yes.
just, and it was just a time where you exercised creativity and you did things, you know. And I remember I saw this quote and I really didn't really take it into fullness until you brought on this celebration. And it says that when a people value their privileges above the principles, they soon lose them both. And so
Ooh.
As I listen to the conversations that we're having, all this protection, and we got to be careful about this. We're on guard. I mean, it's like we're on attack, man, by some kind of spirit, man, that we are this invisible force that's taking us out. You know, and I say, oh, my God. We have, it's only because the dollar is flowing so strongly, And people have gotten accustomed, have gotten, hey, that's the pattern when the money floats. So anybody that's about anything, about getting money from anybody, that's the time to hit. Because you know the money going to flow there. Not the spirit, not the joy, not the, but, and not real joy. And when you go in the store and you got people cussing and fussing because they got Black Friday and all this, what is the spirit where we have forgotten? So we've forgotten principles. We've forgotten our principles. Every celebration should be based in a principle. And you know, you said it? You said of life. Principles that bear life, good life, and precious life, and a consciousness.
Right.
That is what is needed. Those are the things just to celebrate it. And all these other things are symptoms that we have forgotten where we come from. And that's the principle.
That is
and
it.
That's the principle. That's the key. You hit it right on. I am so glad that you brought that message to this show.
Mm.
Because that is so powerful. Thank you. Thank you.
You know, the thing is, like Joy is saying, how do you keep every celebration from becoming commercial? Because that's when it's destroyed. That's when the fun is taken away, when there's the pressure to spend money. The most fun we used to have didn't cost anything. I mean, when we just be outside like Mama Joy is talking about, you know, you made your own toys. You know, you made your own games. You recycle stuff and, you know, you create something new. But the whole thing was to have fun, to get with your friends and family and to have fun. That was was the whole
fun,
point of everything.
Have a good time. Have an experience. You know, that brings a thing to me. You know how you travel and you want to bring all these gifts back home because you want to show people your appreciation. And you always forget about somebody.
Oh.
Don't bring nothing home for nobody. Bring something home for yourself.
Now that's an idea. That way you don't forget nobody.
You know, because it's always somebody, you know, you got to buy extra luggage to tote all of this stuff back or else you're going to be
you have to pay for luggage now. I mean, you know, you have to pay for extra. But you know what I found? If you're going to bring something back in terms of a souvenir, let it be something that doesn't take up a lot of room. It doesn't really cost something meaningful, a memento. I think when I came back from Korea, I think I had like a lot of little single dollar bills in Korean money, and I gave them away. I mean, it's paper, number one. And it's, you know, it's a memento. Yeah, it's worth some value. If you ever go there, you got a dollar you can spend, you know. But the whole thing was just, this is just symbolic of where I've been, you know.
You can bring back postcards. Come on.
Yeah, you ain't got to mail them from where you at. You can bring them back. Yeah, this is where I was.
This is a picture. This was me right back here somewhere.
Yeah. Yeah. So, yeah, I mean, do
postcards
things.
Postcards are still good.
That's
I
right.
I love postcards.
That's right. You know, and I think we start believing we have to spend a lot of money, which is another reason why tourists get taken, because, you know, you got everybody's trying to sell you something, especially when they find out you're from America. If you're abroad anywhere, whether it's the islands or overseas, everybody assumes Americans have a lot of money, and everybody's trying to get it. And you could easily get, it's not so much conned, but just taking advantage of and paying more for something that it's worth, because people know that we want to show, oh, this is what I bought here, and then I went there. You know, we're doing stuff for the vanity of it. And that's what the locals play on.
Sure,
so they always go after Americans, to get them to spend money. And I think it's good. Okay, you help the local economy. It's good to shop with the local people. Just be aware that you don't get, that you're not, like we were saying earlier, don't flash a whole lot of money showing how much you got and how rich you are, because that makes everybody try to figure out how they can get it from you. And be aware of where you're putting it, you know, when you're putting your money away after you purchase something. Pay attention to where you stuck your money after, whether it's your card, your money, whatever, coins, whatever you were using. Pay attention, don't be distracted.
You
remember where you put it after you made
a
purchase.
You have to.
Yeah.
I'm trying to set up a
video.
If
you send me the link, I might be able to pull it up. I don't know if that. You should be able to.
Let me tell you something. You know I am not clever with this stuff.
Well, listen, you have the video. It's on your...
Oh, you can see me? I didn't mean...
So I'm trying to think what's the best way to... Can you hit share screen?
If you want to learn more about the traveling, or if you want to learn more about scams around the world, check us out on our website.
Maybe you send me the link and I can pull it up.
To the U.S. But before we draw the nature, we might have to go through some scams. We do travel for the U.S., and so let's get started.
Can you see it?
No, I can't see it. You have to hit screen,
in the U.S.
share screen.
Oh, I had to share the screen?
Yeah.
That's something I have to do. Okay.
Yeah. Either that or you have to email me the link and then I'll pull it up on my screen.
I have that up on another part here.
Okay.
I just don't know where it's at.
Oh, okay.
This is crazy. Okay, I'm back. Forget it.
Yeah, we'll figure
it
out. Yeah, we'll figure it out before the end of the show. Or either that or just play it and we'll just listen to the audio, but I'm sure there's a visual you want to go with that.
There was, but you know what? I can just play the audio.
Yeah.
Yeah. Did you hear the audio?
Yeah, I heard the audio. Yeah. So you can play that.
Okay. Here we go.
Watching this video, you know that you get those robocalls a few times a day on your phone. Like, I'd be surprised I don't get one while I'm filming this video. And basically, what it'll be is the FBI is calling you, or your insurance policy is due, or we're the credit card company, or my favorite one is you have a DHL package and we need to get your information to redeliver it to your house. Look, anytime it's a robot talking to you, just assume it's a scam. Because I know a lot of people, when they come to the U.S., they'll get a chip for their phone and they just have a U.S. phone number here. And believe me, you will get those calls. And the thing is, if you get a call saying you have a package or the FBI, and you're like, whoa, what's going on here? Look, none of those companies are going to call you like that. No one is ever going to ask you for your credit card over the phone because of robocall stuff. So just hang up on them, okay? Just hang up and just don't worry about it, all right? And that kind of goes into another phone scam that you hear about sometimes at hotels. And that is the late-night phone call to your room scam. And what happens is, you know, like 11 o'clock, 12 o'clock, 1 o'clock in the morning, kind of phone call comes in from like, hey, we're the front desk. There's an issue with your reservation. We just need to confirm your credit card information. And, of course, at 1 o'clock in the morning, you're, you know, half asleep. You're like, oh, okay.
Hey,
you know, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6. You read it off. So I'm like, thank you very much. We got it all taken care of. Your reservation's confirmed. There's no issues anymore. Thank you. Goodbye. And it sounds very professional, and you totally believe it. Now, the thing is, your hotel will never call you to your room and ask you for your credit card number, all right? And if you are worried about this, that it's not legit or it is, just say, look, I'm going to call the front desk back. You hang up on them and then dial the front desk right away. You're like, hey, front desk, did you just call me about these things? And then if they say, yes, it is, then go to the front desk and give them the credit card stuff information there. Do not give it over the phone.
Let me tell you something.
Yeah, that's a good tip, because I think most people wouldn't even think about that if they're in a hotel. They wouldn't even think to question it. They would just pull out the card and start giving
them
information. Yeah.
It's the part of the con. You know, you wake up, you're like, oh, my God, what's going on? I know I took care of this. No, they're not calling you. The front desk is not going to call you. The front desk is not going to come and knock on your door. Now, the front desk will slip that bill up under your with the time for you to go.
Mm-hmm.
They'll slip that bill up, and then that's when you're paying.
Mm-hmm.
That's when you're paying for your services. If that credit card you gave at the front desk is not good, they'll be able to tell you right then.
Right away, yeah. It's not a call they make later and say, oh, we got a problem, give us the number again. That transaction is taken care of in person right there, and if there's any issues with your card, you ain't leaving that front desk till you fix it. So, yeah, that
And if you are checking out or it's time for you, that your day of checkout, they typically slip that invoice under your
door.
Mm-hmm. So it's there for you on your checkout day. And if it's something out of order, they'll let you know.
Mm-hmm.
They'll let you know. Trust and believe. They're going to let you know. Yeah. Also, there was something that came to me a couple of weeks ago that I was so in shock. Now, I've traveled by myself. I've traveled other countries by myself. But this time, and I always, I like put the chair up under the door. No, no, no.
rental cost.
Mm. And there are many ways, but there was people up under the bed when these people checked into their room.
Oh, my. That's not a good feeling.
Yes. That was, so,
oh,
you
know. Oh, that's scary. Okay, check up under the bed when you check in. Keep all the lights. First thing, turn the lights on in the room. Yeah.
Right, when you go into your room, and we'll let's do a show about how to research your hotel and how to book your hotel and what type of room and where to, you know, position yourself, how you're traveling, because it's an art to it. And you ask these things when you're booking and when you're checking in to make sure that this location is favorable to you. But these people were under the bed. They were they were like transient. They were living there.
Oh.
And I guess they heard the folks coming in and they scuffled under the bed.
Oh,
nowadays, in some cases, you can't get anything under the bed because so many people were leaving stuff under the bed. So now the beds are made
to
where
you can't put anything under.
Because
I know I've left enough stuff under. But I had an interesting experience when I was going through China. You know, I was leaving Korea, going through China, coming back to the States. And my daughter, she booked the, because I had a long layover. It turns out I had like a day layover in China. And so my daughter booked the hotel for me because she wanted me to have an authentic Chinese experience. And so she booked it at this place. It was an experience. She booked it one of those places where she wanted me to have authentic Chinese experience. So she booked it at this place. You know, it's kind of like almost like dormitory rooms. You're sharing your room with, like, you know, six other people.
Right.
You know, they have bunk beds and stuff. So you got, like, you know, three sets of bunk beds in the room. Everybody got, you know, their bed. And then the bathroom was one of them kinds of toilets where it's a hole in the floor where you squat. I love my daughter. You know, and then she wanted me to, you know, feel, you know, Chinese. So,
yeah.
I mean, this was an interesting experience, though.
Yeah.
Because there was no privacy. I mean, you're in the room with all these folks. And the bathroom was, you know, hey, if your knees stiff, you in trouble because there ain't no toilet. You squat in the hole in the floor and all that. And, you know, the shower. I mean, there were the showers, though. But it was kind of like a communal bathroom even. But, you know, you had your separate shower stalls. But
yeah, you shared the bathroom with, you already got six bunk beds.
So this was interesting. But the thing about it, everybody was nice and polite. And I guess what I learned from that experience is that, and I'm just assuming, but I think when people are in close quarters like that all the time, you develop a certain protocol of how to interact because there's so many people. So,
okay,
you know,
I can relate. I can relate.
I mean, everybody
was
respectful.
I
don't know about that again, but it was an experience.
in a situation where it was one room and it was four women, so and we were just like the night before going out on a cruise.
Mm-hmm.
So it was like two to a bed. Wait a minute, it was five women because we had a sofa. It was a little suite. So it was five women and one bed. But when you position, when you're like that, you have to kind of know, okay, get up at 4 o'clock and go into the bathroom and do what you have to do.
Right, right.
And stage yourself because everybody trying to get ready at the same time it's not going to work. You're gonna be upset before you even go on your vacation.
Oh yeah, I mean.
You're gonna be mad and so.
Yes.
Because you're trying to save a few dollars.
Well, Well, you know, what you learn in these kind of situations, because I went on my daughter and I, we went to a religious convention in London, and the rooming arrangements were like, I think it was 12 beds in the room. Was it 1, 2, 3, 4? No,
wow.
I think it was 10. It was almost like an army barracks. You know, they had 5 on one side, 5 on another, and, you know, we all had our... And then there was the communal bathroom and all that. You had the, you know, different shower stalls and the sinks and everything, like a dormitory. So in those situations, when you have a lot of people and you have events that are scheduled, you can't be messy. I mean, at home you might throw your stuff all over the place and everything all disorganized, can't find stuff. You have to have yourself together when you have a lot of people, like Deborah was saying. You know, you have to get in and out of the bathroom. You can't be luxuriating for 2 hours. You got, you know, 10 people waiting and everything for you to get out of the shower. So you have to.
And some people
they don't know how to make the adjustment when there's more people, and they frustrate everybody because they're disorganized. That stuff spread all over the place. You know,
you
really
tripping over things.
Yeah.
You can't use the bathroom because folks coming in and out. You in the shower, folks coming in and out. You in one mirror. And you got people with the curling eyes and the makeup and the, you know, and the other stuff going on. And it's just, you don't know.
Yeah, so
that reminded me, when you described that room, that reminded me of Cook County Hospital.
But, you know, when you are in places like that, you have to organize yourself because you have to be conscious of everybody else's need. You can't treat it like it's your house and you spread all over. They don't, because no one tells them, and they don't think about, all right, this is not my house where I can have my curling iron over here and my clothes over there and my robe draped over this. I have to consolidate my space.
But if you had a travel advisor.
Yeah.
An expensive travel advisor would have shared that with you.
Yes, this is how you.
They would have talked to you about that beforehand. Let's go and hear some more about some scams, because these are really important.
First thing you want to look out for is if you're going to an ATM or you're getting gas or you're putting your credit card into an open space, meaning like in a public kind of area, you might see that there are those ATM skimmers, like they skim your credit card. So if you ever see an ATM that seems like there's like an extra set of lips on it or there's some other extra accoutrement that doesn't seem like it's tipped, that could be something there. So do have a heads up. I always, when I put my PIN number in, even if there's no one around, I still hide my PIN number when I do that. You should do the same thing because there could be a camera, there could be the skimming stuff and things like that, so you do want to be careful. I mentioned about ATMs and gas stations because those are things that are outside a lot of times. So if you're worried about it, pay inside for your gas or go inside the bank and ask for and get money from their ATMs that are inside the bank versus outside. Now, it doesn't happen all the time, but it's just one of those things you might want to be aware of. Now, the next few scams are ones you're going to see on the street when you're walking around, especially in more popular tourist cities like New Orleans or Memphis and stuff like that. I know in New Orleans, the most common one you're going to hear is, I bet you $10 I know you got those shoes. That scam basically is, there's no way you know where I bought my shoes. No. So you got your shoes, all right? And so you're like, oh, I'll bet you $10, I'll bet you $20, you'll never guess where I got my shoes. No way. And then the guy goes, you got those shoes here in New Orleans, Louisiana. And they're like, oh, damn, you're right. I do got my shoes right here. Don't fall for that one. Just go, okay, I got these shoes, and insert the town you're in. And be like, thanks, man, and walk on by because, you know what, you know that scam. Another scam that's very similar is the I bet I know your name scam. And what will basically happen is they'll talk to you and say, look, I bet you $10 I can guess your name. And they're like, no, you'll never be able to guess this. Like, I'll guess your last name based on your first name, okay? You're like, oh, they'll never guess that. I'll spell your last name just based on your first name. And basically what ends up happening is you end up giving your first name thinking that they're betting on your last name when it's just your first name they're going for, and they win that way. And the thing is, in those two scams, whether it's the, you know, I know you got your shoes or I bet you I can say your name, they're just using word games to confuse you and trick you, and they get your money that way, okay? Because if you don't pay them, they're going to come after you, and it gets really annoying. But you just walk away, if you see a cop, just say, hey, this guy's bothering me, that'll get them away from you. So I have a heads up for that.
Wow.
Another thing that I consistently see tourists fall for everywhere in the world, including the U.S., is the shell game or the card game. You know where there's like three shells and three cards?
Yes. Why do you do that?
People fall for it all the time. I don't know why. Because they're like, look, that guy won, and it seems so easy to do. Well, the person that won is one, either a plant, okay, mm-hmm. like some little kid and something like that win, so that people go, oh, if they won, I can totally win. And you mm-hmm. go in with your $50 to try to win, and boom, it disappears and you lose.
And then you keep on playing, trying to get it back.
Now, one of my most annoying scams I see out here, which one I think is really dishonest and disingenuous, is whenever you go to a famous site and there's the photographer, the professional photographer scam. I saw this a lot in Vegas. There's a guy or a lady that's standing right by the Las Vegas sign, and they make it look like they're the only people that can really take the good shot of the Las Vegas sign. And so you'll be, like, waiting in line, like, oh, I'll take the picture for you, and you think they're there from, like, the Las Vegas Tourism Bureau or something like that. They're not. Anybody can take a picture of that sign. Anybody can take a picture of Mickey and things like that. What you got to realize is those people are there to kind of scam you to get your pay, $20 for a picture that you can take with your phone.
Ooh.
Okay, so if you're at a famous site and people are like, oh, we can do your pictures for you, no, you're good to go. That's why you have the reverse. You can do the selfie picture, okay? Or what's crazy, you could ask some of the other tourists that are there if they'll take a picture for you and save yourself the $10 or $20 or the headaches, okay? So just realize that no one has the right to, like, block off the rest of the Las Vegas sign or block that great view of the Statue of Liberty because they're a professional photographer. No, it's open to anybody to take their picture. Now, another scam you might see in some places, it's not necessarily an illegal scam, but it's still annoying. The pedicab scam you might see some places, basically a pedicab can charge you anything. Make sure you're negotiating before you get in because they might have a thing inside that says, oh, yes, we have a fee, but then there's other fees like the city tax and then your fat tax or whatever. They might have some stuff in there, which they could do, but you want to make sure you negotiate that price before you get in the cabs, the pedicabs. You're like, look, how much is this going to be? If you say it's $10, it's just going to be $10. Okay, we're good to go. Then you're okay because you just hop in and you ride on the ride. Well, the thing is, you're agreeing to their terms of service by being in a pedicab, so you got to be careful with that. Another scam you'll see sometimes in really popular areas is a Wi-Fi scam. Look, if you go to a hotel and you're staying at the Hilton, make sure you get the H Hilton, Wi-Fi signal. There might be a Hilton hotel or some other thing that's not quite the same kind of Wi-Fi signal. Make sure you ask the hotel, what is the Wi-Fi signal that I need to hook up to that's secure? Because if you're ever on an unsecured Wi-Fi signal, I mean, your phone will tell you, your computer will tell you, this is unsecured Wi-Fi. It's unsecured Wi-Fi. Anybody can steal that information. And if you set up a Wi-Fi signal and you log on to it, whatever you send, they can look over.
So let me go back to the transportation.
Yeah.
When you're going to a city, nowadays, even now that we're back into travel, you can pre-arrange your transportation.
That's probably the smartest thing. Because I had a situation, again, when I was in China, and my niece, who lives there and speaks Chinese, she was kind of able to help me navigate some things. Because when I was trying to travel, I think, was it to the airport or something, I was needing to take a cab. I think when I came from the airport, from my layover in Korea, getting to the airport and trying to get a cab, and she was saying I had to be careful because you have some of these scam artists. They'll be charging you like $100, and the ride should cost maybe $10, but you don't know where you're going, and so you just pay it because you don't know. And so she was just showing me how to determine who was legitimate and who was a scammer that, would have me paying up front for a ride and then, they drive me all over the place. I have no clue as to where I'm going, so I don't know I'm being scammed.
Right.
So she was,
GPS now. That's something else that would have came up later in that. Everybody has their phone, GPS.
Yeah, you can look it up the location and yourself, so that you know how you're supposed to get there. And how long it takes the GPS to tell you.
So if they're saying you're going the wrong way, you have to help the driver out. Maybe they're familiar with where you got to go. No, this is where you turn left.
Right.
Make a U-turn.
Because, if you don't know where you're going, cab drivers, we know they would take the long way. And
that's why it's so good when you're traveling to pre-arrange.
Yeah.
Or like you said, before you get in, set that fee in stone, and that's if you are paying. Here's another thing: a lot of times we want to pay with cash, and that's good. But if you give somebody say a $50 or $100 bill, and your bill is $10, and they only give you $40 back. Say you gave them $100 and they only give you $40 back.
They say, oh, you didn't give me that much, yada, yada, yada. No, I gave you a $100 bill. Okay, so if you can kind of, before you give them that money, take a snapshot of those serial numbers. The last few, carry the number of all, get the last four.
Carry small
bills. Get the serial number. So when the police come and count that bank and review their bank,
they say, oh, this is the bill she gave.
I gave them a $100 bill. Here's the serial number.
I'm sorry. That's why I love Uber. I mean, you don't have to exchange any money at all. And I look forward to the day, and I believe it's coming, when we don't have to exchange any money. Everything is done electronically, and so people can just do whatever they're doing. Nobody can rob anybody because nobody's carrying any money. I believe that's a system we can create that would make everybody safe. Because, you know, so many things happen with
the driver of caramel cake, and he can take me where I need to go.
That's right. Yeah, we gonna work that system out, y'all, because cash, I mean, that has created more crooks. We got to take our last break, and when we come back, we'll talk more about keeping yourself safe as you travel, paying attention.
Being aware of the cons.
Knowing where you're going before you get there, and having people, even if you're traveling alone and you're going to another country,
it's okay.
You know, it's okay, but still know how to find the legitimate people who can help you.
Mm-hmm. Yes. Yes.
So we will be right back after this.
Stay and stay. Don't go away. Give us a call, 515-605-9325. Press 1 to join in the conversation.
All right.
What if you could live to be 120 years old and remain active, healthy, alert, and vibrant? Our bodies are made up of cells that are constantly rejuvenating. So if we take proper care of ourselves, we can literally defy aging. Join us every Tuesday from 7 a.m. to 9 a.m. Central Standard Time to learn about cell care from Susan Essentials on the Female Solution Blog Talk Radio Show. Learn how to help your body and your cells feel rejuvenated each day through proper nutrition, sleep, frequency medicine, and many unconventional methods of self-care. I'm Jody Susan. Join me and my amazing guests by calling in at 515-605-9325 and press 1 to speak. We'll help you achieve a breakthrough in your health today.
We have an opportunity to transform the whole global society in the next 50 years. 50 years from now, the Earth will be populated by a new generation of adults, many of whom are yet unborn. Our mission is to nurture them in childhood with love, guidance, and protection, and to raise them in healthy, happy families. If we impart values of compassion, generosity, and respect for fellow human beings in the next generation of children, they will create a world where people can live together in peace. This is our goal. Be a part of the transformation. Get your copy of the book, The Female Solution. Go to www.naimalatif.com. That's www.naimalatif.com.
Do you want to live in a world without war? Join our global peace movement. Heavenly Culture World Peace Restoration of Light transcends culture, religion, ideology, and other boundaries to achieve a peaceful harmony in the global society. HWPL is committed to bringing world peace and cessation of war through peaceful dialogue between religious groups. I am Director Shin-Suk Kim of the HWPL Chicago Branch of North America. Join us for our next gathering. Call 773-580-1501 and be a part of the movement for world peace. Email us at chicagohwpl@gmail.com.
Hey, it's time to take charge of your health. I'm Viata, your holistic life coach, and every Friday morning at 8 a.m. Eastern Daylight Time, I'm here on The Female Solution to empower you to make choices that will assist your evolution to abundant health. I'm also blogging every Sunday evening at 8 p.m. Eastern Daylight Time at Soul Purpose Healing, where I bring you a spiritual chiropractic adjustment to bring you back into alignment with our Creator's love, compassion, and wisdom. Join me every Friday morning at 8 a.m. and Sunday evening at 8 p.m. for a time of unity, enlightenment, and love vibration. Shalom.
Like a smoke detector.
coming in. I'm coming in. I got the success of it.
Yeah, so I think Mama Joy, did you have another comment you were gonna make on
right,
that?
Right. Yeah. Thank you. We're just doing so much here today. It's wonderful. You know, one of the things I've traveled and I understand about the digital and been to Korea and to China too, and oh, wish I would have had more time. But you know what? My son and his wife, they journeyed last week to a place from Houston. They decided he wanted to see what kind of work she does out in the field. And so they went into this area, and believe it or not, as they got into the mountains, their phone didn't work.
Mm,
the GPS didn't work. Everything was down in the town. Everything, they were in a total dead zone. So, you know, that's something that we should always be conscious of. And as we are traveling, I told them the next time you go into a place and you know you're going to be out in a very remote area, you know, we could always, you remember when we get that AAA, and AAA will map it out for us, so make sure you have a map with you if you're in China or wherever. Get a map of China so you'll know where you are so that we can, because the old-fashioned way, it may not be hip now, but it works. It still works. So when the digital fails, you know, just be on guard, And so if you go into a place, take that atlas, the little atlas, the handbook atlas, bring those with you because the digital can fail you and you're prone to the whims of others. But always remember, you got a backup.
Also with that, if there are numbers of people that you're supposed to meet, like you're supposed to call some people when you get there, write those things down. Because like you say, something may happen, your phone doesn't work, and then you didn't memorize the numbers, you don't know what they are. What even my phone? Okay, your phone ain't working, so now what are you going to do? So write things down that are critical for you to have and information you need to know. Don't rely on your phone having everything or your devices being able to keep all your information. Because sometimes, you know, electricity doesn't work, the internet doesn't work, then what you going to do?
I'm challenged that they took all the payphones out.
Yeah. They don't exist anymore.
I'm challenged with that. One of the other things I do is before I leave home, I research that location. And I take a picture of what the area looks like, what the building looks like, what parking in the area looks like. Before you make the decision ongoing, and you have a visual already, so that helps. But I agree. I love reading the maps and printing out the maps. If you don't have an atlas,
that's right. You can print it out. That's true. You can print it out.
Side roads.
Oh, yeah.
You know what you're saying, Deborah? I know I'm planning on taking a very short trip in a little while. And I already know what the place looks like. I know what the neighborhood looks like. I know where the hotels are. You're absolutely right. And I've done all that so that I could be just clearly aware of where I'm going, even though I haven't gotten there. So I'm already there, and so I know where things are, what places I'm going to be eating and see them and what's on the menu and all of that. So I forgot I have done that already, but that's a good practice, don't you think so?
Oh, absolutely.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
I implore people, even if they don't use travel advisors, to share that with them. That's what we do, is to advise you on how to travel effectively, efficiently.
Yeah.
And to enjoy the journey.
Yeah.
That's what it's about. You got to enjoy the journey. Why go somewhere and you're not going to have a good time?
Right.
Now, of course, you might have to go somewhere where it's not a good time, you know, because of the reasoning that you're going.
Even if you're going for a funeral, you can still enjoy the trip, you know.
A celebration.
Yeah,
come
celebration
on,
of life, you know. You don't have to be sad all the way there, you know. You can have some laughs. The thing is, we're here in life to create memories and to create joyful memories. So you can have everything, even the funny stuff that happens. You know, I mean, I enjoyed that trip to China with the, you know, squatting toilet.
My daughter, she lived in, what is it? She went to Antigua. And she lived there for several months. And so what she did, and this is so powerful because we think the world is like us, and that's not so. And I'm just, forgive me for being so buttoned in like that. But I get so excited. But you know what? when she was in Tigua, they could not put toilet tissue in the toilet because the water pressure was not that good. So when you finish with your number two, you wipe yourself off and you put it in a container. And and that's how, and you only flush number one down like it was water. But the other, you know, you couldn't put the tissue in it, and it would break the whatever. But she was so funny.
I've been to places like that.
Yeah,
it's hard.
She came home.
It really grows
a lot. She came home and kept the practice going.
Yeah, I've been there.
But that's facts.
Yeah.
Get over it. That's what water is for. Look when you go into some areas that they don't have water to wash. You know, so you have to have your that's part of your PPE that you got to carry around with you now.
Yeah, carrying that hand sanitizer. I mean, I'd love to have water. Sometimes you don't have it. But I remember when I was in Liberia, they had some issues with the plumbing in the city for like 2 days. You know, the toilets didn't flush, the water didn't go. So you had to, you know, just function without running water and things. And it was challenging, but, you know, it also helped you realize that we take a lot of things for granted. And we're wasteful with a lot of things. And, you know, you have places where folks will just let water just run and you walk and doing something else and the water just running. I mean, so.
Like we warming the water up.
Yeah, they got to warm it up.
The water don't get warm.
Yeah, see, that's right. Some places it don't get warm. You shower
but
in cold.
You know what?
We got to talk about showering with cold water. But, you know, some people, that's the thing. Your showers are cold. Yeah.
That celebration when you come back home, you celebrate it. You celebrate when you get back home. What you do have.
You appreciate it so much more.
Ooh, wait.
Yeah, I mean,
you
I've
come
had
home and you celebrate home. Things you take for granted.
That's right. Definitely. Yeah.
Yes.
When you've been to a place where you didn't
glad
have a toilet,
but glad you back.
Yeah, you glad you back. The little things that you just take for granted, you definitely become much more appreciative. I think you can enjoy places that don't have all the modern conveniences because the real excitement is the relationships you build with people. And, you know, Americans do tend to judge things based on modern conveniences. They do have a hard time when they go someplace that doesn't have things. And,
we're a little bougie.
Yeah, we get real bougie, you know. People walk
another
around.
Another value system.
Moves on, you
material
know, hey,
value system.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, your value system with you. Because I remember.
But that's all you got.
That's all
but
you know.
If you're aware to be able to easily adapt and know that you are not the only one in the universe.
Right. I remember President Obama in Barack Obama's book, Dreams from My Father, and he talks about when he, you know, went the first time he went to Kenya and he's on this crowded bus and, you know, people had their goats and chickens on the bus and this woman had to set her chicken on his lap, you know, and, you know, stuff like that. Places that you may go, and not everybody believes in masking their natural body scent with some type of deodorant or something, so you smell body scent. So it's a lot of things that you learn to adapt to and understand that everybody's values aren't the same, and it's okay. It doesn't mean they're wrong or anything. It just means you learn a bit more about other people. And I think, you know, when you go places and you get a chance to spend time in places where people don't focus on a lot of the material things, you can see how we are a bit obsessed with the things, which is why, you know, we got this situation with the holiday season come up and everything is about buying and buying and buying. And it used to be about family. Now it's about how much did you spend for the gift you gave me?
Yeah.
It was like, why does it matter? You know, what if I got you something homemade?
The horror thing, and we get horror, we're in horror when we hear about folks doing horrible things. But we are so in enthralled with this horror mentality for these holidays.
Yeah.
You know, what's going on with that? And you're talking about the people spending the money for that, having 10-foot spiders in their yard and witches and goblins and people, oh my.
They had Halloween stuff on display after the 4th of July, it seemed like. Okay, that was the next buying season. Okay, now that was the last one. Okay, now it's the next buying season. I mean, it's like we're programmed to respond to buying seasons, and every holiday has been, every celebration has been commercialized, and this is what all of our shopping.
That's exactly right.
And we don't break that cycle.
It's our pacifier.
Yeah, spend money.
To spend money and have things.
Yeah.
That's our comfort zone.
That's,
you know, I think that we were so many seasons beforehand without. Now we're afraid to be without.
You know,
we have to go back, because we can be without and we can survive.
Yeah,
it's air that we can't survive without.
That's right. We can do
it. And you know what? And you know what, ladies? I'm listening to both of you, and when I think even myself, and I hadn't thought about it before, but just think about how much more richer your life has been because of your exposures to other cultures, other people, and you have the ability to not judge them, but to embrace them as a part of your human family, your global family. That is something to celebrate for you. And you and those who are able to embrace, that's celebrating yourself for having that. Rather than being prejudiced and judgmental, you come back richer.
Yes.
This is a very good program. The celebration is all over the place here.
Yes.
Female solution is not about just being a female. It's about knowing the solution and embracing everyone, embracing the world, and the differences that we all bring.
That's right.
I mean, we even have challenges with ourselves. Even ourselves.
Yeah.
I mean, you know, our thoughts. Do we have this for dinner? Do we have that? Do we wear this? Do we wear that?
Mm.
No, I don't want to go there. I want to do this. You know, and that's within yourself.
Yeah.
Now, we got trillions of people in this world.
Mm-hmm.
Trillions of, look at other lively, look at the trees, the other, the insects, the birds, oh my goodness. Who is that? Some politician says that, and when the dinosaurs were on the earth, so were the humans. I can believe it.
Yes, and we had to learn how to all get along.
Yes.
Can we all get along? That's what it's about.
Can we all get along? Thank you all for being here. Thank you for your input. Thank you to the Higher Learning Network. Thank you to Beata and her support. Thank you to, Lord.
Everybody who called in, thank you, Mama Joy. We appreciate looking forward to you next second Saturday. And tune on in. We'll be right back here on the Female Solution Global Radio TV show with Soul Purpose Healing with Beata, 7 p.m. Central, 8 p.m. Eastern on www.blogtalkradio.com/the-female-solution. And you can go to Soul Purpose Healing on Facebook and see our dear sister live tomorrow evening.
Amen. It's all recorded.
That's right. Go to the archive.
We've come to the end of our show today, but you can hear every show in the archives at www.blogtalkradio.com/the-female-solution. You can also hear today's show on the Female Solution Facebook page. Go to www.facebook.com/thefemalesolution. Leave your comments about today's show. You can always reach me on my website at www.naimalatif.com. That's www.naimahlatif.com.
watch our TV shows, listen to our radio shows, order our books, and be sure to get your copy of the book, The Female Solution. On behalf of our team of radio hosts, I'd like to thank all of you who participated in today's discussion. And to our global family listening from all around the world, we say thank you. To our family in China, Sheshe, India, Zanyaba, Japan, Arigato, Korea, Kamsamnida, Russia, Spasiba, Germany, Danke, Poland, Dziękuję, France, Merci, Spain, Gracias, Italy, Grazie, Egypt, Shukran, Ghana, Medasi, Nigeria, Eshe, South Africa, Ngiyabonga, Senegal, Jerez, Kenya, Asante, Israel, Toda, Pakistan, Shukriya, Afghanistan, Tashakur, Saudi Arabia, Shukran, Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuhu. Thank you, and may peace be upon you and the mercy of God and God's blessings.